Oasis Audio presents Invitation to Solitude by Ruth Haley Barton. Read for you by Ruth Haley Barton.
The book is Invitation to Solitude and Silence. I'm Wayne Shepherd for Oasis Audio, and it's read by its author, Ruth Haley Barton, who's in the studio with me. Ruth, nice to talk with you.
Good to be with you.
You opened the introduction to your book by identifying the almost laughable endeavor of putting into words that which is almost beyond words. So that must have been a challenging assignment.
It was, and it was very frustrating at times, and I wondered if I was even doing the right thing. But we do need help. Solitude and silence are very challenging disciplines, and to have someone actually guide you in to a place beyond words by using a few words can actually be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a writer, so that,
yes,
that's what you do as well. You say, "My journey into solitude and silence has been the single most meaningful aspect of my spiritual life to date." You say that's a pretty strong statement, and that is a strong statement.
Yes, it is.
Why? What happened in your life? Tell me about your journey.
Well, I've been a Christian all my life, since I was four. I was raised in the home of a Christian pastor, and so was very involved with church and all the activity that goes along with church. But there came to be a time in my early 30s when everything that I had been offered within that evangelical Protestant tradition was coming up pretty empty for me. All the Bible study, all the sermons, all the activity, the evangelism, the working really hard, all the things we get involved in. And I came to a place in my early 30s where I was exhausted and empty on the inside and didn't know where to turn because I had tried everything that had been offered. And so at that point, I connected with a spiritual director, and she commented, as I talk about early in the book, she said to me, "Ruth, you're like a jar of river water all shaken up. And what you need is to sit still long enough so the sediment can settle and the water can become clear." And that was such a powerful invitation for me to move beyond really all that I had known, everything that had shaped my spiritual journey up until then. Not to throw it out, because everything that I had received was important, but it was a movement beyond to a place of being able to experience God beyond the words and beyond the activity and beyond all the dogmas and the theological systems and all of that that I had relied on in my faith.
You use the word invitation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I thought of when I read your book.
Exactly. And I use the language of invitation very advisedly. I really mean it when I talk about an invitation, that when God begins to invite us, and the fact that we long for something more, the fact that we're sensing a desire in our hearts for something more than what we've experienced so far, there's an invitational quality to that. No coercion, no manipulation, no being forced. It really is a response to something that's happening deep inside. And I believe that when we start to experience those stirrings of desire and longing for more, that that is God within us inviting us to something more, because the scriptures say that we love God, we reach for God, we stretch ourselves out towards God because he first reached out for us. So even our very desire for God, which feels like it starts in us, it doesn't. It actually is, I think, an indicator that God's already at work wooing us and drawing us to himself in a very inviting way.
When you started meeting with a spiritual director, did you know what you were asking, what you were going for, or did you kind of get moved in that direction?
No, I really didn't. She was actually a therapist, and I thought that the things that I was going through in my life actually would be helped by therapy. And there were some things about therapy that were helpful. But eventually she said, "You know, Ruth, the questions that you're asking really are spiritual in nature. They're about your relationship with God, and they are questions that if you were willing to walk into them, God could really give you something new and fresh if you are willing to face those questions honestly." And she asked, "Could we shift the focus of our conversations to being more about God and God's invitation to you, something more along the lines of spiritual direction?" And I didn't know what that was, but I trusted her because I'd been with her long enough to know that she was a trustworthy person, and said yes to that invitation. Yeah, let's switch the focus. And that's what we did.
That role of spiritual director, that's the role that you're taking as the author of this book, isn't
exactly,
it?
Because the role of spiritual director, having a guide in my life, having someone who was literally month in and month out giving me guidance on how to do this, was so helpful to me. And I'm not sure I would have done it without her. I wouldn't have known that it was what I needed if she hadn't told me it was what I needed. And then beyond that, the disciplines were so challenging that if I hadn't had someone with me to sort of take me by the hand and walk with me into those disciplines, I think I would have given up way at the beginning. And so my heart in this book, and in the audio version in particular, is to provide that take you by the hand companionship and let's walk in together.
Mm-hmm. And